Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-Pop DevOps Show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. All righty, everybody. Are we ready? All right. Welcome to the K-Pop DevOps Show. This is Eric Nam of the K-Pop DevOps Show with Eric Nam. Welcome to the show. Hope you're all doing wonderfully, splendidly. Yes. Why am I talking like this? I'm not quite sure. What you'll find is I tend to travel between accents. I start in, I don't know what accent this is, but I start here and then I go somewhere far, far away and then I just end up, I don't know, I sound ridiculous. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. Hi, guys. This is Eric Nam. Welcome to the show. This is K-Pop Tebak Show. And as we get started, please be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Of course, YouTube, Spotify, and our super secretive, lusciously detailed, super sexy newsletter on our website, tebakshow.com. On that website, we have, and on that newsletter, we have information on how you guys can join in for our special giveaways, such as the PH1 merch or a signed album by CIX and a bunch of other stuff. So go ahead and sign up on there. Okay, welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. It is still a hot and muggy summer in Korea. It is humid. It is sticky. It is people smelling all sorts of crazy. Like, it's just hot. Which is actually, like, when I think about it, I haven't been in Korea for, like, the wet season in quite some time. I think last year I was on tour, the year before I was on tour. And so, for the first time in a few years, we've gotten a lot of rain, and I've been here for it. But anyways, I'm still working on my new album. I have, like, way too many songs right now, so I don't know what I'm going to make onto the album. And I feel like I have, like, great songs, like, really great songs that I feel super good about, but it's going to come out in the fall. And I feel like for some reason, like, if a song comes out in the fall, it has to be, like, a ballad or, like, super emotional. But now I'm, like, thinking, like, it's hot year-round almost, and is that type of thinking almost outdated? Does that make sense?
Like, that it's hot all year round?
No, that, like, I have to release a song according to the seasons.
Weather?
Yeah. That, but, like, anyways, I feel like I should put out some kind of crazy ballad. But all the songs I have are just, like, freaking bops that make you want to dance. And so I'm, like, really, I have to write brand new songs right now. In addition to, like, the 50 that I have that could make an album. So I'm, like, stressed out about it. But anyways, regardless of what happens, it's going to be a great album with really great songs on it. But before we just keep talking about albums and music, I guess we should just jump into it. We're going to go into our songs of the week.
This is the next artist.
This week, up first, we have ITZY, and they're back with ASE. I'm so cold because it's so assy with ITZY. ITZY is back. This is JYP Entertainment's latest girl group. They debuted earlier this year in February, and this is the title song off their EP, their sophomore EP. I'm still not very familiar with ITZY, so I'm assuming a lot of you may not be familiar. They have five members: Yuna, Chaeryeong, Ryujin, Lia, and Yeji. And this single is following up their February debut of Dala Dala. Dala Dala, which is I'm different, that kind of thing. This song obviously has five amazing, talented young women. And the song was produced by our good friends Caesar and Louis, who also produced Red Velvet's Zimzalabim. And I also saw that one of my friends from way back, who's living in LA, Ashley, was also a writer on it. JYP himself was also a writer on it. There were a lot of names on this song. So that leads me to believe that there were probably multiple renditions of this song. And they probably kind of pick and chose and slammed together a bunch of different renditions and melody top lines and ideas from different people. And it gave me a lot of kind of like Tala Tala vibes, but not.
Yeah.
Right? It was
like the high energy of Tala Tala.
Right.
But it was like funkier.
Yeah. But I saw what they're trying to go for. But anyways, obviously, they have a lot of popularity from the start. The song did 10 million views in less than a day. In 19 hours, it hit 10 million views. The song itself is kind of about like ignoring the haters and owning your cold exterior. Just knowing that there's a fiery passion inside of your soul. So even if you look icy on the outside, you are all lit on the inside. And the music video, obviously, was filmed in LA. And the girls are running around the city, just doing whatever they want, being very confident. I guess confident young women is pretty much like the concept. And I think that's kind of been their concept for the first one as well. Like that, I feel like ITZY, they are trying to showcase a bold, confident young woman, or five of them, five young women, which is great. There is also a very, very fierce, to borrow your words, a fierce dance breakdown in there. I haven't seen a dance breakdown in a while, but it was very ferocious. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Ferocious.
Like, linked to, like, lions.
Yes. Not Ferrero Rocher, but ferocious. They also just won a new award, the New Female Artist of the Year Award at the 2019 Brand of the Year Awards, and they also announced their fandom name, MITZY.
MITZY.
Like MITZY.
Yeah.
MITZY. So MITZY in Korean means like you believe me kind of thing, right? But yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool, like the concept that ITZY is kind of pushing and kind of coming out with. And I think it's totally cool that we have, you know, five very strong women who are young and empowered and owning the streets of LA and just whatever they want to do. So it's really good to see that kind of content come out recently. I think we've spoken about it before as well, right? Like even with like, I think CLC, we talked about it. Mm-hmm. A lot more of like a self-empowered kind of content, which is great. I think that's what the world needs, and people need to really just dig in and believe in themselves. So really good to see them pushing that. The other question is, my favorite place I've ever filmed a music video. Ooh, so music video wise, I've shot in London, I've shot in Mexico, shot in
Hong Kong.
I've shot in a bunch of places. I think my favorite place to shoot out of all those for a music video was definitely Mexico. Is so cool. I love going to Mexico. I love the food, I love the people, I love the culture, I love the music, everything about it, amazing. Now when it comes to like my favorite city, I think my favorite city right now is London, just like globally. I just think it's such a cool place, so I absolutely love London. And then Hong Kong itself was just a cool shoot because I shot with Tableau and Gallant. And that was such like a surreal project for me because Tableau is just like at that point still was like this humbe, this like veteran that I've like respected for so long. Like I look at my career and I'm like, my career is possible because of people like him and other people who were here first, really kind of paving the way. So I give him a lot of credit for really doing that for Korean Americans, Korean Canadians, or international Koreans. So being on a song with him was amazing. But then we're also on a song with Gallant. And Gallant that year is like, you know, rookie of the year pretty much. He was nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys. Like everybody was singing his song, Weight in Gold. Like, so that song had such a great significance to me that that Hong Kong shoot was like super dope in just itself. Anyways, God, I'm talking a lot today. Is that okay? this is a podcast. I can talk, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, I could do whatever I want.
Yeah. There's also someone literally building a treehouse right now, clearly, next to, like,
right.
the wall.
I don't know what's going on in this place. But, okay. We didn't mention this at the beginning, so I'm mentioning it now. If you guys are listening to the podcast, you guys can also watch the video on YouTube if it's easier for you. If you have YouTube Music or you have YouTube, like, whatever that thing they make you pay so you can skip advertisements. I don't do that because I will just watch an advertisement. You guys can watch me sitting in a room rambling at cameras with Diane curled up in a ball in the corner. So, you guys can do that. Anyways, let's move on to the next artist.
This is the next artist.
This one is Face by Wusong.
I like your face, but kind of Sir Cherry. I like your taste, but other Gogata. I like your face, punk it as a muddy. I like your taste, you take me to space.
All right, the leader, main vocalist, and guitarist of The Rose, Kim Wusong, is finally a solo artist. He just debuted a brand new EP called Wolf. It's his solo debut. So scary. Look, solo stuff is hard. But anyways, he just debuted with a new solo album. His American, not American, his English name is Sam. And I like it. I like the song.
Oh, they're saying, I like the name Sam.
I love the name Sam. The album cover, the art, the photos, it's like moody, edgy, dark. But like he looks like such a nice guy that it doesn't really look dark. But he looks edgy because he's a rocker. But he has like wolves, so it's scary. But it's not because we know it's Wusong. And so we know he's nice. And so it's just, I feel very conflicted about it. Like, but it's good. Did you like it?
I wasn't expecting it.
Well, I didn't know he was releasing one. Then it just came out of nowhere. And I was like, well, bam, slapped you in the face with a new album. But I'm super excited to see him doing well because obviously we've spoken about The Rose previously. And I've talked about how much I like his voice and I like their music. But they've been on a TV show called Super Band. It's called Super Band or something where it's like a competition and you make singers and percussionists and guitarists and you make different groups and you compete. But I think, so he said he got like fourth place. So he's having like, a lot of people are starting to get to know him now and The Rose. And so I think they timed it just right. So they released a new EP for him off the tails of like a successful TV show. So hopefully this is like the start of like a lot more awareness and publicity for him. Wusong apparently really participated in every aspect of the album, from competition to lyric writing, arrangement, and production. And the song itself is about somebody that you just really like them and you're just attracted to them, and so you just say, I like your face, which is a very forward thing to say. Have you ever said that to anybody, like, yo, I like your face?
I like your face.
Yeah.
That's really assuming I have any kind of game. I think I one time attempted to flirt by truly cupjuggy, like out of nowhere, just going, look how big my hand is. I made him hold his hand up to my hand.
Aww.
And you know what he went? Oh my God, why are they so big? I just went, uh-huh, and I walked away.
And you're like, uh-huh, I touched your hand, I'm walking away, bye. We're not talking about it. Oh, that's cute. No, it's a very... a very forward thing to say. I don't know if I would actually ever say to someone like, I like your face.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, would you say, like, I'd be like, hey, I think you're beautiful. Hey, I think you're really pretty. Like, I don't think I'd say, I like your face. But anyways, I digress. Sam Wusong, his new EP, Wolf. Be sure to check it out, guys. We need to support great artists with great talent. And I think he's one of them. I saw him the other day. I was at an event in Ulsan, which is, it took forever to get there. It took like 4 or 5 hours to get there. Oh my God, I almost died that day. It was, oh. I sat in a car for 10 hours that day. But anyways, I saw him, and he has agreed to come on our show.
Yay.
As soon as he quiets down a little bit. Apparently he's super busy right now.
Okay.
So as soon as he's ready, he's going to come on the show and we're going to have a very, very big heart to heart.
Okay.
Where we're going to grill him about everything that he did in elementary school.
Only elementary school.
Yeah. So if you guys have questions, by the way, he does not know that we're doing this. So
we both started whispering and no one's in this room.
So nobody knows this. We're just going to sabotage him with questions about elementary school. Wait, nobody's here. We're in a soundproof room. Nobody can tell. Nobody tell him. Just now into the universe on the internet. Anyways, let's move on to the next artist. This is my personal wreck of the week.
This is the next artist.
Artist is Tabi with the song Nothing Without You. And I don't feel sorry, don't join on multi. All right, so Tabi is back with Nothing Without You. In Korean, it's called 사랑했었다고, which means I loved you. It's from his new two-song release, Would You, EP Would You. The other track is called I'm Sorry, 하고 싶던 말. In Korean, translated, that means what I wanted to say. I don't get it. Why are they putting, like, English titles that don't match?
I noticed the same thing. It's not just this.
What are they doing? It's been happening. Okay, like, for example, guys, Nothing Without You means I'm nothing without you.
Yeah.
But the Korean word, the Korean title is 사랑했었다고. That means I loved you at some time. I used to love you.
Yeah.
That does not mean nothing without you. They're completely two different meanings. And then I'm sorry means I'm sorry. And in Korean, it's 하고 싶던 말, which is words I wanted to tell you. So maybe it was I wanted to say I'm sorry. But then I would be like, wouldn't you just make the song just I wanted to say sorry?
I guess it's like their marketing team being like what English-speaking maybe. Audience want from a song title.
Mayhaps. Mayhaps it's so. Yeah. Anyways, Tabi is a singer-songwriter. And I actually got to know of him. I've never met him. Actually, maybe I have met him. I don't know. But the reason I got to know him of him is because he wrote and produced a lot of Haze's early stuff. And so I was a big fan of Haze's stuff. And so I was looking at who was writing with her. And it was Tabi. And he has like a hip hop flow, but he can sing. He has like great vocals. And I think it's like his stuff is developed gradually. Like this recent one, I actually really appreciated it and I liked it. And I like the production around it. The music video is pretty simple, but it's him in a garage and in the city kind of running around, walking around. And the song is about, it's nothing without you.
Yeah, he's by himself.
He's by himself. He's alone. He loves you, but he's alone. That's what it is.
Movie director said, what if?
what if
you were alone?
You were alone the entire video. So that's Tabi with Nothing Without You. And because it's already out, we're going to go ahead and promote it real quick. So Peniel is back. He just released a brand new song. It's called Fly 23. And it's talking about how somebody is fly like Michael Jordan. Because 23 is Michael Jordan's number. Duh. I see that everybody looking at us like we went viral. But girl, I don't really care. I'm not your average idol. Yeah, slow it down. Second round. Think you know I'm ready? We can get up out of here. Take you out of Venice. Just tell me okay. And I'll just put on my shades. Girl, I don't think that we should delay. Peniel released that song. We actually just caught up with Peniel on a catching up series with Peniel. So that'll be out in a few weeks. Be sure to keep your eyes and ears open for it. We talked a lot about, like, stuff.
I feel like it was a lot really interesting, like, his story of about how he became an idol is so unique.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think, I don't think I had ever had that conversation with him ever. Like, we're friends, so we just, like, hang out every once in a while. We'll, like, go bowling or we'll just, like, chill. But, like, I don't think we'd ever asked each other, like, how did you become a singer in Korea? And so a lot of the stuff he was telling me, I was like, what? This is ridiculous. Like, how did this happen? But all that kind of stuff you guys will be able to hear and see on the catching up part of Tebak Show. That's going to be edited and up in a few weeks, so stay tuned for that. Of course, the video you guys can see on our YouTube, Dive Studios. All right, that's it for the songs of the week. We're going to go into some rambles.
Crazy ramblings with Eric Nam.
All righty. So, rambles. Huh. So, this week we're going to talk about dogs.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about dogs. My dog from my childhood, one of them, well, now both of them have passed. One just passed like a few days ago. Her name was Penny, and she was a gray, black gray schnoodle.
Okay.
A schnoodle is a schnauzer and a poodle mix, and she was incredibly smart and talented. She was brilliant. She had the wisdom of many, many souls.
Yeah.
And many lives. She just passed. And I don't think I like actually processed it. I think I'll process it when I get home to my parents' house and I'll like nobody, like none of the dogs are there. Then I'll be like, oh my gosh, they're gone. But the reason, like, people are like, how are you not crying or how are you not upset? I was like, look, she was like 18. So Penny lived a very, very full life. Penny Nam lived a very full life. She was like 18 years old. And actually, last time we were in Atlanta, Brian, Eddie, and I, we did a podcast talking about Penny and how she's a survivor. This is like a month ago.
Yeah.
We just never ended up publishing it. But we're like, our dogs have witnessed and experienced so much in their rich lives. But she was 18. She, like, when I left home this past time, I just kind of said bye. But it was really sad because, like, she's gotten so old that I guess, like, walking for her is tough. She can't see. She can't hear. So she was, like, in, like, a really rough place. And I felt like she was, like, holding on just to see everybody one more time. And so that's why, like, she has finally passed. But she lived a very rich life. Our other dog, Scooby, passed a few months ago as well. He was like 16 or 15 or 16. So they lived very rich lives, but they would always run away from home for like days at a time. They just like wouldn't come home.
Would you not take it personally?
Well, I always took it personally, but like we could never find them. They would always come back when I guess they got hungry or something.
Yeah.
But they would always be like just running around places, and I don't know why they always ran away. But they just loved adventuring off. When they were, before we had Scooby, when it was just Penny, like, she wouldn't leave much. But once it was the two of them, they were, like, all empowered. And they're like, now we're going to go on our own. And they would just disappear for days.
Every time you guys talk about living in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
I unfairly, as a Californian,
mm-hmm.
literally just assume you live in, like, the boondocks. And, like, that you have acres and acres of, like, forest land. And that's why the dogs were allowed to escape so much.
Well, we did not have acres and acres. We had a backyard, like a pretty big backyard.
Okay.
And then we did kind of live on like the side of a, I don't call it a mountain. It's like a big, large hill that was on a subdivision. So I don't know where they went. They would always just go. They'd just be gone. And they would come back and be like, oh, so now you want us to take you back?
Wait, how many times do you think total?
Oh, like 50.
If, okay, the 50th time you guys were just, like, rolled your eyes.
At, like, time 10, we're like, okay, these kids are just, they're wild animals. Like, they have night jobs. They have, like, secret undercover jobs.
They might have had another family.
They probably did. Like, they were definitely cheating on us. Wait, we shouldn't talk bad about the dead. But, no, but we really love them. And it was, so our parents are in Tennessee, they're out of town right now. All of us, we are all in different cities, and I guess our mom got a text from like the dog hotel. It was like, oh, your dog has just passed. And then I had so many like feelings, and I was like, did she wait for everybody to like be gone so she could pass on her own? Like, I don't know, it was just like all sorts of like craziness. But anyways, if you guys have dogs, treat your dogs well, give them a lot of love because they love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of loving dogs, you sent me a clip of this lady marrying her dog on British TV.
Yes.
What in the world is that?
I wanted to let you feel like there are other people like you out there who love your dog.
Who would marry their dog.
So much.
I don't know. It's a little, it's a lot. It's a lot. But
what did you see? What was the image?
It was this lady doing a full out wedding with her golden retriever on TV.
Yeah.
That's whack. That's whack. All right. Let's wrap this up. You guys are listening to K-Pop and Tabak Show with Eric Nam. You guys, please connect with us on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, and on our website, tabakshow.com. Sign up for our super secretive newsletter because we're sending you a lot of cool stuff and secrets. Thank you to everybody that has been leaving us, that have been leaving us great reviews and comments and following us and subscribing to us on our platforms. Really, it means a lot to us and it really allows us to do a lot more cool things for you guys on the show. So please, if you haven't done so already, or even if you have done so, you can just unfollow, but just make sure you click follow again. Review it again. I don't know, but we really appreciate it. Thank you guys again also for watching the YouTube videos that we're putting up and the interview with PH1 that we did a few weeks ago. Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions or recommendations or anything that you guys want to hear me talk about, let us know via our socials. Have a great day, night, week, morning, commute, study session, life. Be happy. Love you guys. See you soon. Goodbye!
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.